"That's showing off," Kaufman grumbled. The Sukhoi pulled up even closer. Christopher could see two helmeted heads inside its elongated canopy. O'Banion's voice piped up in her earphone.
"They're painting us with radar, Colonel."
"I'll bet they are," said Christopher. "And with everything else they've got. They'd X-ray us if they could." She saw the pilot of the flanker looking over at her as he held the fighter alongside. On an impulse, she waved at him. After a moment, he waved back. "Next thing you know, you'll be asking for your phone number," Kaufman muttered.
"That's better than shooting at us."
"Guess so." But Kaufman didn't sound convinced of it. U.S. Route 12, Bitterroot Mountains, Idaho. The snow was getting thicker. Charlie Ingersoll nudged the windshield wiper control, and the blades smeared freshly fallen flakes across the SUV's windshield. The weather report on the radio had called for cloudy and mild all afternoon, with a chance of snow after sunset. "We ought to be home before sunset," Charlie said to himself, "especially if we don't stop for lunch." Sure enough, Charlie Jr. piped from the back seat,
"I'm hungry! When are we going to eat lunch?"
The boy must have mental telepathy, Charlie thought.
"Me too,"
little Martha added. She never wanted to be left out of anything her older brother did. Charlie scowled at the thickening snow. The highway was still dry. Nothing much had accumulated on the paving. But Charlie knew it was only a matter of time before the road became slick and slippery. "We got anything to feed them?" he asked his wife. Martha gave him one of her you-always-blame-everything-on-me looks as she said,
"No, dear. You said we'd stop for lunch on the way home, remember?"
"Okay, okay." The gas gauge had dipped well below half, Charlie saw. "Look out for a gas station," he said to Martha. "One with a convenience store. You can get something for the kids to eat while I fill the tank." They passed a big sign for another RV park up the road. It looked like an old sign, beat up and weathered. Just as they sped past the entrance to the park, Charlie Jr. announced,
"I gotta go."
"Me too,"
said little Martha. His wife turned in her seat and said sternly,
"Just control yourselves for a few more minutes. Your father's looking for a gas station. You can go there."
The snow was getting heavier. Charlie punched the radio on again. Still nothing on the satellite stations. Martha fiddled with the dial until they got the tail end of a local weather report. "Cloudy and mild, with a chance of snow this evening," a cheery male voice was saying. "Snow accumulation could be more than a foot in the upper elevations."
"It's snowing now," Martha said, sounding a little nervous.
Charlie saw a sign that said a gas station was 5 miles ahead. 5 miles, kids," he said. "Just hang in there for another few minutes." The gas station was nothing much, just a couple of pumps and a little building that looked barely big enough to hold an attendant. A sign saying "No cash transactions" was plastered by the door. Charlie pulled the SUV up to the pumps. Almost before he stopped, the kids had the side door slid open and were racing for the side of the building. Martha got out and hurried after them, bundling her coat around herself as she ran through the thick, wet flakes of snow that had already covered the parking area with white. Charlie was surprised by how cold it felt. A stinging wind cut through the light jacket he was wearing. His face felt cold, raw. Muttering to himself about weather forecasters, he slid his credit card into the pump's slot. Nothing happened. The screen was blank. Grumbling now, Charlie stomped through the wet snow to the building and pushed its door open. A pimply-faced kid sat huddled in a